Say if you're raising cotton, when you go out there with the hoe and try to thin the cotton out, you say you're going to...
We thin it out. We don't say we're going to. We thin it out.
That's right. We
thin it out to one or two and a hem so far apart.
Mm-hmm. Is there an expression for that? Did you ever hear chop cotton?
Chop cotton. That's what we do. What we call it, chopping it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we were chopping it out, we were thinning it out, but they called it chopping cotton.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the name of it went by. And you think right now, about 20, 25 acres you had to thin it out like that. Boy, you got yourself a job, believe it or not. Chop cotton. I've chopped many heads of cotton.
What did they call that grass that they were trying to get rid of?
I mean,
that grows up in the cotton field. What kind of grass grows?
You mean,
up?
I started to call it, but I can't. It is gray. Well, of course, it goes anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of grass. Old field grass?
Mm-hmm.
That must be what was grew up. It's grew up and spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been old field grass that goes in the car. There's a lot of time. There's a lot of cotton grass in it, a lot of time. But I don't know just whether that was the name of it or not. I wouldn't be sure, but anyway, it was grass. We used to put geese in our field, let them eat up the grass. I know who wouldn't have to eat some of it.
Geese would eat the grass?
Oh, yeah. They eat up everything one time. Yeah, they about eat up some of our cotton. My daddy put them in there to help clean it, and they clean it, too, I'm telling you.
What kind of fences did people used to have?
Rail fences. Split rails out of these pines around here. Oh, about 6 or 10 foot long. And they'd make it like this. And that'd be a fish gym here. Put another and it'd be another all around your field.
That'd be a what? A fish?
Whatever you put a... See, they put them on top of one another, top and the bottom, you know.
Uh-huh.
This way, this would be a fence jam.
Fence jam?
Yeah, when you put two rails this way, till you got up about 10 or 15 rails high. They all used to, that's all everybody didn't know about wire.
Uh-huh.
All everybody had fence, rail fence.
Uh-huh.
And there's a fence up here at, I think it's green, there on the side of the river, some artist's house. It's been there for years, and it's, they're about thick as my finger way they put it up there, you know. I mean, it's just old. They're just keeping it for, I don't know what you call it, around the place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cute, that fence, isn't it? But that's all people had years ago when I was growing up, was rail fence. They didn't know what a wire fence was. No.
What kind of wire fence would people be likely to have nowadays?
Oh, they want them, I don't know what you call it, like that out there, 6 foot high.
What about the kind that comes in strands?
Oh, that's just barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you might have around your yard or your garden, kind of fence or?
I don't have none.
Do you know what kind they used to have? Maybe made out of wood?
Oh yeah, they used to have plank. They used to, when they saw plank, they'd make them a garden. They put a plank around, you know, around the garden. And then have them a gate to go in. And rabbits and things couldn't go in and eat up the vegetables.
Uh-huh. Would they call that a plank fence? Or?
Yeah. That's all you could call it. That's all it was.
Uh-huh.
But it used to, when they had rails, sometimes, you know, rabbits could get in through them. They didn't. They had cracks, you know, sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But that plank fence, you could put it just, have a crack about like that if you wanted to, a little bit, and make your fence.
Did the plank fence go across like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make it, and put up your post and lay your plank to it as long as you wanted a garden. This way, make it square, you just make it long.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind that goes up pointed like this?
You mean a fence?
Uh-huh.